Hi, parents and students, guardians, community, and the extended class of 2021, our seniors. And this is Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin sharing with you and some information about our end of year planning that is already starting. I know there are some questions out there, so hopefully this will answer some of the questions that we have at this point. It goes without saying that this year has been fraught with challenges, with things we've asked people to compromise, and just a number of perspectives. Families and students, you've all been so very patient with these variables, from the way we've had to schedule the building, to athletics, student activities. To say you've been flexible is an understatement. As we've turned the corner to 2021, your year of graduation, and we're seeing the impact of vaccines in the community, and we are now able to start planning for some of the events that will culminate our school year. So this letter, this message is being shared because we know there's a lot of interest, for obvious reasons, in the end of year events that are being planned for our class of 2021. This recording, this video, this audio, whatever your podcast, it might be a little lengthy, but we want you to know what our plans are at this point. And please know that a lot of these details are going to change, particularly as information and direction from the Commonwealth comes in, specifically from the Department of Public Health and the governor. First, in terms of state limitations, whatever events we plan are subject to the obligation and limitations of the state. Current number of individuals permitted to attend an outdoor event is 25. The date of this message is January 28th, and that's in place until at least February 8th. We're hoping that in the spring we'll see a decline and that number will change. The trends for the virus over these last couple of weeks would seem to indicate that we're past the peak, and hopefully we'll continue to descend, both because of herd immunity and vaccinations and people continuing to do the right thing in terms of public health guidelines. Should the Commonwealth ease some restrictions for outdoor and indoor gatherings, we will certainly make our adjustments and monitor that accordingly. One of our major events is the prom. Last year, we were unable to have a junior-senior prom, and all of our plans for this year are contingent on our ability to host anything. And we would need to be able to host something reality for up to 200 people. We have a little more than 100 members of the senior class. We anticipate some of them wanting to bring guests who are not members of our senior class. We have to have chaperones, and there are also workers who would be there. So should state restrictions not allow more than 100 people, we would have to, you know, make some adjustments based on those requirements. With respect to the prom right now, and this is our current thinking, our prom is scheduled for early May. We have tentatively booked and reserved Pleasant Valley Country Club just up the road as our venue for the event. We have to commit to Pleasant Valley sometime in early March. It might even be as early as March 1st. And at that point, we may not have direction from the state, which means booking Pleasant Valley might be prohibitive based on where things are and not wanting to compromise those resources. We would, however, and we have been working on, again, should Pleasant Valley not be an option and should we not have enough information to make a decision for Pleasant Valley in the affirmative for as soon as March 1st, we are working with the advisors on another location that would give us some flexibility going into March or April. My meetings with the class advisor, Mrs. Pryor, and my conversations with the class officers, her conversations with the class officers would probably be more accurate. Really, the goal is to have some sort of event. Location and numbers are not nearly as important, and you know, the biggest part of the event at Pleasant Valley, for Pleasant Valley, is food. And that also may be challenging. So we're dealing with a lot of variables. One thing that we are going to announce now is that the prom will only be a senior prom. We will not have the ability in any way, we do not think, to have a junior-senior prom. We do not foresee the latitude of hosting an event with 300-plus individuals, which is typically the number of attendees we have for a junior-senior prom. With any event, we are expecting there to be some sort of COVID certification, similar to what we use for athletics, or check-in for athletics. And this is where, unfortunately, there are some potential challenges. A student who's symptomatic the day or week of the prom or test positive the week of the prom can't attend. And if that person were to attend, the entire class would be compromised. And that would really put a wrinkle into contact tracing and other challenges heading right into graduation. And there's always the possibility that we won't have any event. I share that because, much like we've said with sports, we're planning. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure these things happen. But there's always the possibility that we don't have the approval of the police, of the places and people who need to approve these things. The same goes for awards night. We are working on a number of alternatives for awards night, specifically because we want families to be able to participate and to attend. Indoor restrictions are still fairly challenging, so we have to monitor the metrics. We love this night. Our seniors have indicated that they want to have this night. We want to celebrate this class's accomplishments, and we want to try and reinstate this as an in-person event. Last year, we did it virtually. It was good for what we had, but it was impersonal. It may mean changing the venue from the auditorium. It may mean limiting the amount of time we're all together. It may mean adjusting some attendance requirements, but we are working on a number of contingencies. And perhaps the most important event, at least in terms of the feedback that we've had over the years, is, above all else, graduation is tantamount. We have several plans planned right now, several plans in place, or that we're working on, and most of them involve graduation being held outdoors. Last year's model, the drive-in event, worked well. It was fairly successful, and it enabled us to keep with most of the program. It was in the evening, which meant temperature was fairly reasonable, even though it was later in the summer. But we're also looking now at the potential of using the turf field. There are some logistical challenges there. We have to evaluate them. We have to decide if it is a possibility. We have to decide what the impact could be. And we want to make sure that nothing we do compromises the field itself, particularly when we think about using chairs. Whenever we look at outdoor venues, particularly when we start looking into May and June, climate, weather, temperature, those all become issues, as does rain. We may, in time, be recommending that we look at a different day. We know that the school committee approves the day of graduation. But if we move outdoors and we have a graduation scheduled for a Sunday, it makes a rain date really difficult if there's inclement weather. And so we may be recommending that we move to another day, be it a Friday evening or a Saturday, to accommodate weather conditions and give us the flexibility to postpone if we needed to, based on rain, thunder, lightning, etc. The other part of this that is probably likely is the number of attendees each family could have. We don't imagine any scenario where each family would get the traditional number of tickets. When we were in the gym, we were able to offer 9 tickets per graduate. That would mean essentially us hosting an event with 1,000 attendees. When we consider 100 graduates, say no staff, and 9 attendees per graduate, that's challenging. We used a formal ticketing process last year, reserving spots. We will be doing something similar again this year, regardless of whether we are doing the drive-in model or using the turf field. We will have more details on this when we have them. It is still only January, or maybe February when you're listening to this. And we will hopefully have more information about things in April and May. We want to be flexible around the needs of families. So if you know already that, you know, that there could be some real challenges with the number of family members or families that may have certain custodial challenges, meaning there's a, you know, a mother and a father who both want to attend but are not necessarily on speaking terms, we will do our best to accommodate everybody. You know, graduation for me and for our school, for our entire community, is a celebration of the entire class, and it is a one of the most important moments in many of your lives. It's one of the most important events of the school year for me personally. So I promise to do everything I can, everything we can as a community, as a school, to communicate any adjustments we have with respect to graduation, and any adjustments we will make for prom. And as we have said ad nauseum this year, if we can do it safely, we're going to do it. We have all the confidence in the world in our procedures and our logistics, but we want to make sure we give you ample time to prepare as well. I thank you for your continued support, for your patience. I certainly hope that better days are ahead, and I really look forward to celebrating this class over the next few months. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.